This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'd like to welcome our first guest to the studio, Hildegard Reed, local artist. Hello, Hildegard. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jackie. My pleasure.
So when did you actually become a full-time artist?
Well, I don't know about full-time, but I've sort of been painting since I was 17 years old. And I had a father who was very conservative. He said, you don't go to university to do art. You go and do something a little more valuable, as he called it. So I did social work. So my degree is in social work. And my painting has always been something that I use as a hobby.
So did you study art anywhere?
I never studied art, no.
So you're really
self-taught? I'm totally self-taught, yeah.
And what sort of things were you painting when you were 17?
I was painting very similar things, but obviously not so accomplished. But I was somebody who was always loved colour. Being South African, colour has been incredibly important to me. And it has inspired me also the vastness of the country, all these amazing landscapes. So I do mainly still lives and landscapes. These are my two main areas of painting. So I did social work, and my art was my escape from my social work.
Right, and where were you doing the social work?
I did in Britain and South Africa. So I started in South Africa and then came here in 67 and did my social work at various hospitals. I was a medical social worker. But there were days when life was a bit tough and one had to listen to some pretty awful things. And I would go home and paint.
And where do you get your inspiration for your art from?
My inspiration, well, if you do mainly still lives, for instance, which was my big love, I would have always amazingly sort of a jumbled objects in my studios or at home. Any interesting object on a table I liked. And because you're not just looking at the positive shape of something, you look at the negative shapes in between, and you look at the wonderful shadows they make. And I remember I once sold a painting to Joanna Trollope, the writer, from the Art Society in Chelsea.
Wow.
And she phoned
me.
Yes. I was very impressed and very chuffed. And she phoned me and she said, now, Hildegard, first of all, I didn't quite know who she was. She said, I am Joanna Trollope. And it didn't quite click at that stage that she was the Joanna Trollope. And I've just bought your lovely painting, she said, at the Chelsea Art Society. And then it clicked. And I said, well, gosh, how wonderful. And thank you for doing that. And then she said, but I must ask you one question. There is in your painting a ceramic duck. And I want to know what that's all about. So I told her to go back to the painting to look at it while she was on the phone with me. And I told her to look at the neck of the ceramic duck, which had actually thrown a very interesting shadow behind it. And that is what inspired me to do the whole painting.
Really? Just the ceramic duck?
How interesting. The ceramic duck with that shadow, which then just sort of brought all the other things into focus for me. And I knew how to handle the painting immediately, having looked at that. And so that pleased her. And she was very happy. She still tells me how much she loves my painting. So
that's really
good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, fantastic. So going back to your journey then, you were doing the social work.
Yes,
yeah,
social work.
What point could you devote more time to your painting?
I never worked full-time after marriage, so that I always had time to paint. And I would always find a landscape that I enjoyed. I would always, once I had a studio, I always had a setup of objects like the ceramic duck and flowers, and I would change them. And I really, that's, it doesn't take me long to make up something that pleases me, and to see something in a painting that pleases me. So very quickly I can compose a painting. I was very lucky that I had, I suppose, the talent to put color together, to put objects together, to compose well. And I did in South Africa go to two artists just as sort of as a schoolgirl. Had a few lessons with them, and they were two well-known South African artists. And they sort of pushed me ahead with my oil because I was doing gouache.
Gouache, what is that, please?
Yes. Gouache is like poster paint.
Ah, okay.
It's a very upmarket poster paint. And it's one of the most opaque paints you can get. It's very, it's more opaque than oil. And people don't quite realize that, but it is. And gouache is a wonderful method. It's powdery and thick. And that's what I really painted in for a long time. And these two South African artists said to me, "You're a strong painter, go into oil." And they sort of led me into oil. But I've had no professional training. In the 80s, I went to an adult education class just because I didn't have a studio then. And that was very good for me because I was then thrown into doing all sorts of things, either working in watercolor or working in oil or working in gouache, and they also thought that my strongest points were really to stick to oil if I can, because that's what they and also I painted quite large. And not many people are brave enough to go large at that stage.
Yes, well, I have seen some of your paintings on exhibits, and they are very large. And they're wonderful, though, very bright and colourful. But
they
also, you use different materials, don't you? Because you also use acrylic, and also watercolour.
Yes. Yes,
so
absolutely.
Do you just dabble in all of them? Or do,
I
is
dabble in
you
all
prefer?
Of them, mainly when I do demonstrations for societies or whether I run workshops for societies, I use acrylic because a lot of people are allergic to turpentine and so don't
really?
Particularly
Gosh.
Want me to do oils.
Right, okay.
So,
but what do you prefer? Which one do you prefer?
I don't really mind. I think acrylic is a little bit plastic at times. It's a bit commercial looking for me. I think you can get the muted colors of oil more easily. It's also dry so quickly, acrylic. This is the wonderful thing. You can take it under your arm, or if somebody desires it and wants it, they can take it home as well. Easily, it dries within half an hour, really, if not before.
So what do you find yourself using mostly?
I in my studio, I use oil, because there I have people who are not allergic to what we use is white spirit, which is a turpentine substitute, and that doesn't seem to bother the artists that I work with in the studio. They all use it as well.
Okay, now you brought in this wonderful painting, absolutely wonderful for our listeners out there. It's a really bright, colourful painting, lots of different shades of green, beautiful colours, flowers, pots. Perhaps you'd like to give us a bit of background about
Yes, that was on a visit to Chivani in France, saw Monet's garden and was hugely inspired by the Lily Pond. And that's where this painting came from as well, which I've also brought along.
Oh, yes, that's another lovely
form.
One, yes.
An oil. And this one is just, it was so lovely just to do Monet's front door with the flowers around it. I felt Everybody likes the lily pond, and that's where people gravitate to. But I thought it would be lovely to have a sort of delicate scene around them, the front door, and that's where I was inspired to do. I did a little sketch and did the watercolour at home.
Well, it looks absolutely lovely, and is that one up for sale?
That one is probably for sale. Why, Jackie, are you wondering about it?
Well, I might be. You never know. So where can people see your work? Because you've been exhibiting at the Royal Academy recently,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, I've been just on the 3rd of July. Marie Curie had a private view at the Royal Academy of the summer exhibition and of selected artists. There would be a main auction and a silent auction, and I was in the silent auction. And so that was very exciting, because that's now happened for about 8 years. You donate a painting, and then they auction it. And it was well received and bought by a couple who live in Arles. So that's where Van Gogh
indeed
used to live paint. And they are, like me, hugely also fascinated by the Scottish colourists and by colour. So basically, I'm a colourist, really, a colourist. And they are going to put it in their house in Arles.
How
so
fabulous.
I was very happy about that,
And how long does it take you to do a painting,
so
roughly?
My big oils are a minimum of 12 hours, obviously, probably more, more like 16. And it just depends whether I change it slightly and I do another layer of something. Sometimes I start in acrylic and then I go to my oil and I will do a second layer of oil, and you build up layers in a painting.
Right, okay. And where else is your work exhibited? Because I saw it at the Molesey Art Society exhibition. Where else can people
Chelsea
see it?
At Chelsea Art Society, which will be in August. No, not August, sorry. This year they're making it a bit later. I think it's more like September time. I haven't had the final dates yet. And that's in the Chelsea Town Hall.
Right, and of course people can see your work on the Surrey Arts Society.
Yeah, Surrey Artists have
website.
A whole selection of my...
Yes. Now you also teach art, don't you?
Yes.
You've got a workshop coming up for Molesey Arts Society.
I hope your husband will be coming
to that. I'm sure he might, and that's on August the 10th, I believe.
Yes.
August the 9th, I believe.
Is it August the 9th? It's on a Saturday, in any event.
And then the other interesting thing you do is you go on cruise ship.
Yes,
I do
watercolour on cruise ships, because cruise ships don't want you to do oil. It's very messy. Or acrylic. It's too messy. Often you are also teaching in their dining room, in a little space in the dining room. And they want to quickly clean the tables when you finish your class so that they can lay it for the next meal on a cruise.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing for about 7 years now, and it's various cruise liners, whoever wants me. I have an agent, and the agent sends me to wherever I'm needed. More and more, though, I think cruise liners are liking people who do craft rather than paint. Watercolour painting is quite an elite sort of occupation. I think some people see it as something that is very Victorian and a bit elite, whereas they like doing their beadwork or their making bracelets or necklaces and taking it home with them. But normally I manage to get at least 5 or 6 images from the clients who come on the cruise to the class. And they just are delighted to take something home with them. And I always organize a big exhibition for them on board ship.
Wonderful.
So that their paintings go up in the foyer or wherever they give me the space. And they bring all their friends. It works very well. And, of course, my husband and I see the world.
I was going to say, what is life like on a cruise liner?
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's you're hugely looked after and you're respected if you are somebody who's delivering a service. And you are... Yes, there's always something to do. So if they bored with what I'm doing or I'm giving them, they can go to a lecture or they can go to a napkin folding demonstration.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Anything and everything, yes.
Anything and everything. And so...
And do you get a decent amount of time off in between the workshops?
Yes, I didn't on the Queen Mary 2. That was just a long journey to America, to New York. Which I did last year, and you were only at sea all the time. And so you had a morning class and an afternoon class, and that was quite hard work.
Yes, yes.
Whereas most other cruise liners give you time off. You have 2 days off sometimes, because you only work when the ship is at sea and the passengers need to be occupied.
I see. Okay, do you have any tips for any listeners out there who might want to try their hand at watercolour painting or any other types of art?
I would say don't start with watercolour, because it's the most difficult medium. Everybody wants to do watercolour. Oil and acrylics are much, much easier. So start with acrylics, which is water-based, and then you can always see how you develop from there. So look for a teacher who will teach you how to use acrylics.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Hildegard, for coming in to see us.
My pleasure.
And you can see Hildegard's work on the Surrey Artists website, which is www.surreyartists.co.uk. And if you want to find out about her workshop with the Molesey Arts Society, just Google in Molesey Arts Society on Google. So that was Hildegard Reed. Thank you very much, Hildegard.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.